Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, and gosh, we're now in 2023, and I hope you've all had a peaceful Christmas and enjoyed whatever plans you were able to make. My little team are here ready to bring you the January 2023 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. The cover this month has the most beautiful close-up photograph of a barn owl, those piercing dark eyes, the white face and chest and beautiful brown and speckled feathers, sitting on a wooden post with just a little frost on the top. A fabulous bird. Inside there are some interesting people to meet, a cycling ultra rider, one of Britain's best woodworkers and the father of boating holidays. We hear about Helimed House and Anna Sewell House and the Pink Ladies Tractor Road Run. Along with our regular features and contributors, there's lots to listen to. Readers Kevin Ford, John Francis, Lorna Jesty and Caroline Aldrey are all ready, but to start us off, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
I'm struggling to write this New Year edition editor's letter, not for any emotional reason, nor because the muse has deserted me. When has that made any difference anyway? No, it is a logistical thing. I have moved the operations desk in the Norfolk Magazine Conservatory editorial HQ around, and now, after years of squinting directly into the sun to see the screen, I'm squinting at the reflection of the sun on the screen instead. Oh well, it seemed like a good idea, and if I hunch down to the left and look up, I can just about see. It is a fabulous winter day today. We're in the middle of that cold snap just before Christmas, and the sun has crept above the horizon to make glittering diamonds of the spikes of hoarfrost which adorn the garden. The thermometer is steady at -3°C, and the heating has been turned on, after a nervous visit to the LPG gas tank to ensure we've enough liquid gold to permit such extravagance. Days like this lift the spirits and give hope that the coming year can be better than the last. Small ambition, perhaps, but we have to be positive, do we not? I've said it many times, but it is always worth repeating. I feel so fortunate to live in this county. We may not have the grandeur of the landscape of Yorkshire or Derbyshire, though I do sometimes envy my fellow editors their covered photographs of dramatic landscapes or soaring peaks. But we have the space and the unhurried pace of life here to calm the soul and lift the spirits. Looking out of the window, I see a pair of red kites drifting low around a tree, the sun turning their plumage a fiery amber, and I'll shortly take the dogs out, knowing unlikely that I will see another soul out there. It's all very peaceable. We're still at the mercy of progress, of course. Not far from here is an industrial park, covering another farmer's field with 100 acres of concrete and asphalt, but we are told that such things are necessary for us to thrive. Maybe. A new year brings a little something with it, a quickening of the pulse, a lifting of the eyes to better things, improved habits, though dry January, I don't think so, and a few promises to do those things which we ought to have done. Whatever you do, we all wish you the very best for the coming year.